This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are...
Thank you for calling Best Buy's Appliance Customer Care Team. My name is Jason. How can I help you?
Hi, Jason. This is Nina at XPL. I'm calling to get a breeze code for a technician.
Okay. What's the order number, please?
That order number is 671-70495, Kevin Mercer.
All right, stand by. Let me get that pulled up real quick. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well. And the address for Mr. Mercer?
His address is the billing address. It's the incorrect address. 504 North Green Street, Unit 1307, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Now, I did talk to Mr. Mercer, and the reason why I couldn't be there today is the billing address is on the account instead of the tenant's address. I do have tenant's address. He said that he was on the phone with Best Buy, updating the address, because I told him it'd have to be rescheduled.
Yeah, it's going to have to be rescheduled for one, and two, I don't see any notes at all, neither the system saying that there's been a phone, you know, just a registered phone call or anything to
because they're
to
on the phone now.
The issue of the... No, I'm talking about, like I said, when they were, they said if they tried to call it beforehand, I just don't see anything to show that they did.
No.
But
the customer
that's right there. Yeah.
Told me that he was on the phone with Best Buy, and when I called him.
I got you. No, I'm just saying I don't see a record of it. It's just I double-checked to see if they've called ahead, either today, yesterday, or whatever, to see if someone was trying to work on that. I just don't see a record of it. That's all.
Okay.
So we just need to get, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until this updates, which will be either late tonight or first thing in the morning. What is the address that we need to deliver to?
Okay, the address is 1134 West Granville, apartment 205. Chicago, Illinois, 60660.
Okay.
And the tenants, I will put the tenant phone number on there somewhere.
I don't want to update Mr. Mercer's account because then they'll always call the tenant instead of him. So
and that's probably what they need to do
for themselves. Well, no, I'm talking about, it'll add the tenant's number permanently to the owner's account.
Oh, so customer
even
information.
If they were to buy something, yeah, so even if they were to buy something for themselves, all of a sudden the tenant would be getting the call instead of him. So that's why it's like it needs to go in the notes. But what is their phone number?
The customer's?
Yes, or the tenant, the one that's there.
Oh, the tenant. Well, this is notes that I got from the customer. What are you asking me for the tenant's phone number or the customer's phone?
Yeah, so when the team goes out there to do the delivery, they're calling them. Or do
I don't know
call
which
Kevin?
One? Which one? I don't know what you're asking me. Are you asking me for the tenant's phone number?
The tenant's phone number, if you have it. If not,
I didn't.
Okay, what's that number?
401. 323-9917.
Okay. And do we have a name?
Manish.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. So I'll go ahead and put that into the notes now. We can't change the order until it's out of the in-transit status. And once it's been updated, we will update the order to the proper address for delivery address. And then we will reach out to the customer. Should we call out to Kevin for the reschedule, or should we call the tenant?
I mean, I don't know. Okay, I would call the tenant, then. I don't know how your system is.
That's not a problem. I'll have phone numbers for both of them. But okay, all right. So I will, so just let them know that we just wait for this to update. Once it does, we'll get everything working for them.
Let who know that?
Well, you said you're on the phone with Kevin, so just let him know.
No, I had called him. I'm not on the phone with Kevin now.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the phone with the technician. I'm trying to get a breeze code for them because of what happened.
Gotcha. No, you're fine. Okay, I thought that you had them on the line. Okay, so give me one moment. I'll get you your breeze code.
Thank you.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
It is 260 638 and then 938.
260-638-938.
That is correct.
Okay, well, thank you, Jason. I'll provide the technician with that breeze code.
No problem at all. You have yourself a great day, okay?
And you also. This is Nina at XPO. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.